You're listening to Polycyclones from the Political Science Department at Iowa State University, a podcast that explores the wide variety of ways our alumni and students are making a difference. Welcome to the Polycyclones podcast. I'm Alex Tuckness, chair of the Political Science Department, and on this episode, we are going to talk about political science as a path toward a career at the intersection of government and finance with Kerry Swartz. Kerry is a graduate of Iowa State with a BA in political science and minor in general business, graduating in 2020. She now lives in the Des Moines metro and is a senior analyst at PFM Financial Advisors, where she has worked since 2021. Kerry is a registered municipal advisor and enjoys using her financial planning and debt issuance expertise to help cities, school districts, and utility enterprises across Iowa. Outside of work, you can find her biking with the Major Taylor Iowa Cycling Club, baking and attending concerts. So, Kerry, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So, Kerry, maybe let's start with how you got interested in politics to begin with. You know, this is one of the things political science majors typically have in common, right, is at some point they got interested in politics. So how did you get interested in politics?
Yeah, so I started kind of noticing politics and getting interested in it around the age of 13 or 14. And the main event that happened was one of my close family members got diagnosed with cancer. And it really opened up my eyes to the American healthcare system and navigating that system. And we heard so many stories about cancer patients who struggled navigating that system. And one of the stories that really stuck with me was a patient who had been struggling with cancer for years and years. And they were denied coverage after about $2 million. So their healthcare insurance company capped them at $2 million. And they had to pay everything out of pocket until the Affordable Care Act came around. And so then they were no longer capped. And so it just really opened my eyes to politics and the healthcare system. And so moving forward, I really wanted to be a doctor. Of course, I'm not a doctor now, but it was really the starting point for me.
Oh, yeah, that's really interesting. So you know, and I think one of the things that does get people interested in politics is they start realizing like politics matters, right? The laws we pass, the policies that get enacted, how those get implemented in daily life, what people's lives are affected by that. And, you know, we need people to help us do those things better and well. So that leads you to being interested in politics. You end up becoming a political science major at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about your career path, right, since you graduated.
So I graduated in May of 2020, which was right in the middle of COVID. And I had an internship at the Iowa House of Representatives during that semester that got cut short because of COVID. And so it was incredibly hard for me to find a job. And so I reached out to one of the legislators that I worked with and said, hey, are there any opportunities, you know, in the Iowa Democratic Party that I could be a part of? And so they recommended me to someone else in the Iowa House Truman Fund, which is a political arm of the Iowa Democratic Party, and they help candidates get elected to the Iowa House. And so I got in touch with them, went through multiple interviews, and came out with a job as a finance assistant, which is a fancy word for a fundraiser. Most of my job was working with candidates to do online fundraisers, and you know, help fundraise money for the Iowa Democratic Party.
Okay, yeah. So you did that for a little while, and then talk about kind of the transition from doing that to your current position.
Yeah. So, I knew my job was ending in November after the election, and there was some potential, you know, depending on how the Democrats did that year, that I'd be offered another job. That didn't work out. The Iowa Democrats lost 6 seats in the Iowa House that year, and so I started looking for other jobs around the area, and I started applying for truly every job I saw on LinkedIn and any other, you know, job sites that I could find. And so I just started taking interviews. And I applied for a municipality, a city within the Des Moines metro. I took the interview, not particularly super excited to take the job if I got offered it, but just wanting to go in and amp up my interview experience again and just put my name out there. And lo and behold, I did not get the job, but I did get a recommendation from that city to apply for the job that I have now. They were looking for candidates that didn't particularly have a finance background and looking for someone who obviously would be willing to work hard and to just learn the ropes of financial planning and being a municipal advisor.
Oh, that's great. So yeah, so it is really, I think, significant that like even when you're working in the area of finance, there's a variety of skills they need, some of which are like the real nuts and bolts finance part. But some of it is learning, especially, you know, with the kind of work you end up doing, some of the political context and rules and regulations and all of that that people have to comply with in order to be able to do things. So maybe now talk a little bit more about your current job. So what does your position look like? What sorts of things do you do and do you help your company do?
Yeah, so I mainly work with cities, school districts, and counties around Iowa. We have a couple of other clients in Minnesota, Nebraska that we help out with, but we help with financial planning and debt issuances. And so the majority of my work is helping with bond issuances. So for example, a city comes to us saying they want to build a city hall and a multi-million dollar town center. And we first look at a couple of things. So can they cash fund that project, or how do they want to fund that project? Normally, if they come to us, they can't cash fund it. So we have to look at other alternatives. And most of that time, it's bonding. We have to also look at, can they legally issue debt? So there's a lot of state and federal regulations under the Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board and also state law. So we have to look at what are the laws in Iowa about how much they could issue. And then how do they want to pay that back? So there are times where they want to use certain funds to pay back the project, but it's just not possible. So for example, they want to upgrade their sewer system, but they don't have the sewer revenues to do it. So we look at different mechanisms and ways to fund that. One of those would be general obligation debt. So they would use their debt service levy, which is a property tax levy, to bring in money for that and then pay their bonds back through that.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. You know, so there's a lot of regulations that govern, you know, what a city or a county or a school district has to go through in order to issue a bond and take on debt. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, an understanding of law and regulations of how governmental entities at different levels interact with each other, you know, compliance with state and federal laws on the part of municipalities and things like that. Really does bring a lot of your political science background to the fore, even though at the end of the day, you're working for a private company that's there to, you know, make money by providing advice and services to these governmental entities. I also think it's really interesting, you know, you were talking about how you first got interested in politics, and it was partly realizing that politics affects people's lives. And so there's a sense in which you're now getting to help. I mean, governments are normally, when they're wanting to spend money, there's some vision they have for how this is going to contribute to the public good, right? We need this new facility to meet this need in our community, you know, and so forth. And now you're kind of getting to be there helping them figure out ways to get things done and to make changes. So that's really, really interesting. So how did your time at Iowa State help prepare you for your current career?
Yeah, so I think the most important skill that I got out of my poli-sci degree was critical thinking. And I think research really helped me with that. And then my internships really helped me with that as well. So there are many times when I was researching where I had to stop and alter how I was going to approach a problem, where I thought I was going to do it one way. And then I got to it and I was like, oh no, I have to do it a completely different way than I thought I was going to. And then taking that raw data and actually interpreting it and finding meaning behind that. And that's what I do in my job every single day, is really taking the cash flows and the models and the analyses that I do. And for my clients, at the end of the day, they don't particularly care about the numbers and every tiny minute detail. They just care if they're going to be okay at the end. And if they can provide those essential services like sewer and water and meeting those needs of their citizens. Additionally, I think that my internship at the Iowa House really helped my current career as well, because I learned how to interpret laws and bills. And, you know, property tax law changes about every year in Iowa, it seems like. And so learning how to read those laws and interpret them and then apply them to my work and make meaning out of the mumbo jumbo that it can sometimes be.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Like, one of the things we're doing in our department now is we're encouraging students to choose a career path and to take a cluster of courses related to that career path. So like, there's one that's called like Law, Justice, and Politics, and one called Public Policy and Political Action, and another that's Business and Politics. And in a lot of ways, like, what you're doing is at the intersection of all of those, right? You're having to understand law because that has such a significant impact. You're figuring out how to help implement policies by helping, you know, cities and school districts and counties have the resources they need to build what they need to build and do what they need to do. You know, and as you're doing all of that, you're doing that in the business world, right? As, yeah. You know, so it's just, I think it's really interesting to see how a lot of these things interconnect with each other. So, you know, you mentioned how internships had been important to you. I think maybe I'd like to end by asking, you know, what advice you might have for people who are interested in similar careers. But maybe before that, do you have any advice for people about internships, right? This is also, by the way, something the department is wanting to encourage more students to do more of, because we really think it can be helpful for them on the job market, helpful for them understanding politics in some different ways than what they would just learn in a classroom. So do you have any suggestions or words of wisdom for people, say a current Iowa State student who's thinking about internships?
Yeah, absolutely. I think going and finding, you know, an event or a club or certain things that you're interested in and networking those events and networking those clubs and taking as many opportunities as your schedule and your mental health allows it to. And keep in mind that you're only in college for 4 years, but those opportunities and those things that you're involved in can really set you up for success throughout your entire life. And for a lot of people, I think that they're more than willing to help you, especially professors, people in different fields. If you just ask them, they're more than willing to talk about their job and what it's like in their certain field. So I would say networking is a big one. And also just talking to your professors and expanding your network.
Yeah, no, I think that's really good advice. And I think, you know, a lot of times networking really does become a key thing, right? In terms of mm-hmm. opportunities so I'm glad you're encouraging students to really take those opportunities seriously. Are there any other pieces of advice? I mean, if there's people who are interested, maybe they're thinking about they might do work in consulting after they mm-hmm. graduate, or maybe they're particularly interested in kind of the intersection between public sector and private sector or government finance. Any other pieces of advice you would give to people who are interested in your area?
Yeah, I think LinkedIn is a really great tool. You can look up different consulting firms in your certain area, reaching out to them through LinkedIn or finding their email online. Google is also a really powerful tool for that. If you're interested in a certain company or a certain consulting firm, most people are more than willing to talk to you if you just shoot them an email or a call or a message somewhere. So I would definitely recommend if you're interested in something, and also, again, talking to your professors about, do you know someone in this field or someone that does this type of work, and seeing if they can connect you with the right person.
I think that's really good advice. And, I think it's really exciting what you've been able to do in just a short time since you graduated. And I want to thank you for being on the podcast and really wish you the best as you continue your work.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Views expressed are not necessarily those of Iowa State University or the Department of Political Science. If you have ideas for topics or guests for future episodes, or if you want to share your thoughts, email polycyclones, that's PolyCyclones@iastate.edu.